In Japan, controversial laws to expand the role of the military were passed a few days ago in the lower house of parliament. Article 9 is the well-known so-called pacifist clause of Japan's constitution. Written during the American post-war occupation of Japan, it limits the country's ability to have and use military forces and has become a keystone of Japan's security policy over the last 70 years. The government believes Japan should play a greater role in international security now, but there's growing opposition from those who want to defend Japan's unique post-war tradition of pacifism. They say the move could lead to an arms race with China and other regional problems. The issue is dominating headlines in Japan as protesters take to the streets both for and against the ruling. Janak Rogers reports from Tokyo.
Recently in central Tokyo, an estimated 25,000 people gathered at the busy Shibuya crossing. Amid the flashing billboards and crowds of pedestrians, the protesters shouted anti-war slogans, and many carried banners that read, "Save Article 9." They're referring to Article 9 of the Japanese Constitution, which is the focal point of a debate that's dominating headlines in Japan.
Article 9 is one of the very keystones of the post-war Japanese constitution. It renounces war and it says that Japan will not maintain military forces.
Toshiaki Miura is a political journalist with Asahi Shimbun, one of Japan's leading daily newspapers. He's a former Washington correspondent with an expertise in diplomacy and U.S.-Japan relations.
Because of Article 9, Japan has been largely a civilian power, and it has restrained military power. Military power has been a kind of very low key of Japanese politics, and Article 9 played that important role in Japanese psyche.
Japan does have a military force, in fact, a very sophisticated one. But Article 9 of the Japanese Constitution limits its use to self-defense only. Hence, there's no Japanese army as such. There's the SDF, the Self-Defense Forces. What's curious, though, is that Japan's constitution, which came into force in 1947, was actually written by the Americans, who occupied Japan for 7 years following the end of World War II. Political journalist Toshiaki Miura.
I think majority of the Japanese people, even though it is originally written by the Americans, but we are happy and we have been using this constitution, and it has been very important, stable element of our legal order. So I think it is still a minority of the conservatives who believe that we should rewrite the constitution because it was dictated by the occupational forces.
Article 9 implies that military is, first of all, something very evil, and then the use of military forces should be limited. But this is not a very good source for playing a constructive role in international peace and stability.
Shinichi Kitaoka is a former ambassador of Japan to the United Nations and currently president of the International University of Japan. A leading public intellectual, he's a close ally of Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, and has been one of the driving forces of the current push to reinterpret Article 9 and expand Japan's military role. Like many on the conservative right, he believes that Japan needs to strengthen its military alliance with the US to counter the rise of regional powers like China and North Korea, and for Japan to shake the post-war legacy of an American-imposed constitution.
There are only a few countries which can defend their countries by their power alone. Probably it's U.S. and then Russia and China. And even U.K. cannot defend yourself by exercising the individual right of self-defense alone.
The raft of security legislation is undoubtedly complex, but the key issue is over individual versus collective self-defense. In other words, does Japan have the right to use its military to protect only itself, or does it have the right to protect itself and its allies?
This is just a minor expansion, so that if our friendly countries are attacked illegally by some country, and if the situation will have a terrible impact on Japan, and then Japan can consider dispatching self-defense forces, and then they may be able to do so. But considering the people's opinion, very much pacifist, and also the today's financial situation, the Japanese government will remain very, very cautious in so doing.
Opinion polls suggest that between 60 to 70% of the Japanese public oppose revising the constitution, and many have taken to the streets to protest. Among them, 34-year-old musician Kuwaro Nakano.
70 years we have no war, at least, directly. But this is the first government, I think, for the really right-wing and really dangerous. It's really dangerous time, I think, yeah.
Others preferred not to give their names, but said they worried about the direction in which Prime Minister Shinzo Abe was leading the country. I believe that Japan should be a peaceful country, one woman tells me. In the past, we had weapons and standing armies, and that never brought us anything good. I believe that as many people as possible should be out here protesting. We are not like the Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, another woman tells me. We need to protect pacifism in Japan. Opposition galvanized in early June when three eminent constitutional scholars, including one hand-picked by the government, came out publicly saying that the proposed laws are unconstitutional. Political journalist Toshiaki Miura.
They are against it because it will erode the rule of law, the spirit of the Constitution itself. And the Constitution will become very unstable if the government can interpret it in any way they like.
Japanese pacifism is under serious earthquake, I have to say. The government is trying to make a fundamental shift. It is about the gutting of the peace constitution.
Akira Kawasaki is the director of the Japanese NGO Peace Boat, which is one of the many organizations working to oppose the new security laws. With territorial disputes in the East China Sea already straining Japan's relationship with China, he believes expanding the role of Japan's military will simply add to regional instability.
If Japan abandons its renunciation of war, then it will just trigger arms race in the region. Japan should stick to the peace path and seek for mutual disarmament and calm approach in regards to the territorial disputes and other threats in the region.
Japan's ruling coalition, led by Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, recently voted to extend the current session of parliament till early September in a bid to pass the security bills and to gain time to win over public opinion. In mid-July, the bills passed Japan's lower house, and a final vote in the upper house is expected in the coming weeks. Meanwhile, protests are set to continue. Janik Rogers in Tokyo for DW.